This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky warned his citizens Friday that Russia was throwing all its resources into a campaign to stop Ukraine's troops from gaining ground in their counteroffensive, and a top general reported new progress on the southern front. Ukrainian military analysts suggested things were not easy for Ukraine's forces in their bid to advance southward. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive to take back swaths of land in eastern and southern Ukraine captured by Russian forces in their invasion last year. The offensive was focusing on captured villages in the southeast in a drive towards the Sea of Azov and areas near the eastern city of Bakhmut, taken by Russian forces in May after months of battle. Russian accounts say its forces had repelled Ukrainian attacks in eastern Donetsk region, including around Bakhmut. But from his Telegram account, the commander of Ukraine's southern forces, General Alexander Tarnovitsky, said his troops were systematically moving the enemy out of positions. Neither account could be independently verified. A UN spokesperson said Friday UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is still waiting for a response from Russian President Vladimir Putin on a proposal to extend a deal allowing grain exports to safely pass through the Black Sea corridor. Guterres wrote to Putin on Tuesday asking him to extend the Black Sea deal, but there was no reply. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric told reporters Friday discussions are being held between Russia and the UN. Even WhatsApp messages are being sent, but there's still been no definitive answer. Meanwhile, late Thursday, following a meeting with Guterres, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen urged Putin to act.
The world needs it. Russia has a responsibility to prolong it. Otherwise, global food insecurity will be the consequence. So now the ball is in President Putin's court, and the world is watching.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Friday expressed U.S. concerns about Chinese activities in the South China Sea as foreign ministers from two dozen countries met in Indonesia's capital for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN's, annual security-focused conference. Top diplomats from China, the United States, and Russia were among those who traveled to Jakarta for the ASEAN Regional Forum. Speaking to reporters after the talks concluded, Blinken said China, which he referred to as PRC, or People's Republic of China, has recently grown more aggressively territorial towards ships and airplanes in the region.
We're concerned by the PRC's increasing assertiveness in the South and East China Seas and in the Taiwan Strait. We remain committed to upholding freedom of navigation and overflight in the South China Sea, a critical throughway for global commerce and connectivity, and we support ASEAN's negotiation of a code of conduct consistent with international law.
Blinken met Thursday with Chinese diplomat Wang Yi for talks the State Department called candid and constructive. Heat waves across Europe forced Greece's Athens to close the ancient Acropolis during the hottest part of the day Friday. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll gives a report.
In Italy, meteorologists are calling the next phase of the heat wave Charon, a reference to the ferryman of the souls of the dead in Greek mythology. So, just how bad is it? The European Space Agency, whose satellites monitor land and sea temperatures, warned that Italy, Spain, France, Germany, and Poland all face extreme conditions. Temperatures could break Europe's current record, 119 degrees Fahrenheit, recorded in Sicily in August 2021. The impact from extreme summer heat has been brought into focus by a new study. It says as many as 61,000 people may have died from the sweltering heat across Europe last summer. Record temperatures are expected in parts of southern Europe next week.
That was Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reporting. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Friday some 289 children are known to have died in the first half of 2023 while trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. At a news conference in Geneva, UNICEF migration and displacement lead Verena Knaus called for expanded, safe, legal, and accessible pathways for children to seek protection in Europe.
The number of children that have lost their lives while attempting to cross the Mediterranean to reach Europe has doubled compared to last year. And driven by conflicts in Sudan, in DRC, in West Africa, but even as far away as Afghanistan, and by the impacts of climate and climate hazards from droughts to heat waves.
Knaus said the true death toll was likely to be much higher as shipwrecks on the central Mediterranean leave no survivors and often go unreported. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.